The U.S. dollar remains under pressure following Fed Chair Powell's dovish speech signaling no opposition to October rate cuts and a potential end to quantitative tightening, while optimism from France's stabilizing politics has bolstered the euro, adding to dollar downside. However, brace for volatility ahead of the late October APEC summit, where U.S.-China talks are unlikely to yield breakthroughs but should extend the November 10th tariff truce to avoid mutual economic harm, echoing recent mixed rhetoric from Treasury Secretary Bessent and Trade Rep Greer, blending threats with negotiation hopes. The Trump administration prioritizes domestic stimulus via the One Big Beautiful Bill Act and a fast-tracked Fed regime change, downplaying extreme tariffs after past failures, especially with midterms looming. Fed Governor Moran cites trade uncertainty as justification for swift cuts despite sticky inflation. Many bank strategists see the dollar's rebound as temporary, expecting resumed weakness once shutdown and tariff worries ease, driven by softer U.S. growth and more Fed easing. Pending U.S. data points to modest September retail sales growth, steady PPI rises, a softening Philly Fed index, steady NAHB housing, and stable jobless claims. Eurozone August industrial production fell despite prior optimism, curbing euro gains amid weak German data, though ECB's Mueller urges patience on rates, warning of China rare earth curbs reigniting inflation. In Japan, the LDP's Sanae Takaichi eyes prime ministership via alliance with Ishin, promising fiscal continuity and yen weakness, but facing skepticism over debt-laden expansion. BOJ's Tamura is pushing normalization to a 1% neutral rate amid accelerating inflation. Antipodean currencies like Aussie have stabilized without new trade escalations, with our base case now APEC truce making Aussie attractive to long, despite Australia's September unemployment hitting 4.5%, which spiked RBA November cut odds to 70%. That's all for now.